The U.S. Postal Service is in crisis, with mail volume plummeting and a requirement to set aside pension costs 75 years in advance eating its budget. The government agency might close 3,700 post offices around the country. 17 of them are in the Bronx. Reporter Eileen Markey reports on why they serve a special role in the borough.
Keep the mail in the Bronx! Keep the mail.
On a recent afternoon, postal workers and customers were protesting the cutbacks. They say the closings will mean job losses in a borough with 12% unemployment and will leave residents without vital services. Nancy Ruiz, a teacher who's lived in Hunts Point for more than 30 years, says closing the post office on Lafayette Avenue would leave the peninsula without a vital service.
I'm thinking of not just myself, but the elderly that need to get to. This is the closest for them. The nearest one is all the way down on Sullivan Boulevard, where you have to cross that Bruckner, all that traffic.
With its waving American flag and mandate to serve everyone, the Postal Service has long been a powerful symbol, an acknowledgement that the nation knows a community exists, whether it's a tiny rural town or an out-of-the-way inner-city neighborhood. Michaela Crater, Executive Director of Sustainable South Bronx, a group that pushes environmentally friendly economic development, says the U.S. Postal Service pulling out stirs up memories of closed firehouses and bank redlining.
This is kind of like a slap in the face against that history and against those stories and those efforts and the lives that have been dedicated to saying, no, wait a second, we want a stake in our land. We don't believe in dying off.
In Hunts Point, people rely on the post office for real services, particularly post office boxes and money orders. A P.O. box is a stable address for poor people who move frequently or live doubled up with family. Money orders take the place of checkbooks for people without bank accounts. Bodega owners, parents paying daycare fees, they all rely on post office money orders to pay their bills. Some landlords demand rent be paid with postal money orders. They won't accept those from check cashing operations. But the U.S. Postal Service has bills to pay, too. A spokeswoman says volume dropped by 25% since a peak of 213 billion pieces of mail. Richard Geddes is a professor of economics at Cornell University who studies the Postal Service. He says as much as people love their neighborhood post office, it might be going the way of, well, the Pony Express.
The Postal Service is facing a series of challenges that are probably the most serious since the Great Depression in terms of falling mail volumes and, as a consequence of that, falling revenues.
Germany and France have closed most of their physical post offices, and it makes sense for the U.S. to follow suit.
The Postal Service is really facing a double whammy as a result of the economic downturn. At the same time, people seem to be more comfortable in doing electronic banking and paying bills online.
But not in the Bronx, they're not. Last year, a study by the Pew Center on Internet and American Life found only 45% of households that earn less than $30,000 have internet at home. In the Bronx, nearly half the families are below that threshold. Carl Van Putten has lived in Hunts Point since the 1940s and has been on the front lines of battles for the neighborhood, from fighting to close a garbage incinerator and shutting down a sewage treatment plant to demanding park space.
We fought like crazy to get this post office to begin with.
Putten says he and his neighbors are ready to fight to preserve what they consider an essential government service. But Geddes warns it may be too late.
I think the post office and the postal service more recently has played an important role in binding the nation together and making people feel part of a community. But I believe that times have changed.
Congress will vote later this fall on mail delivery cutbacks, extending a larger credit line to the postal service, and closing post offices like the one in Hunts Point. For WNYC, I'm Eileen Markey.